Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another podcast brought to you by me, your faithful host, Elite Mustard. Today's video, as it most likely says in the video description, is going to be focused on the history and evolution of pharmacy throughout time. Throughout human history, pharmacy has been practiced in many different ways and under many names. Over the past several centuries, however, the basic principles of pharmacy have remained the same: the helping of sick or disabled people, the prioritization of the patients and their health, and the incorporation of modern sciences and ideals into pharmacy practice. But how was pharmacy earlier in human history? Paleopharmacologists believe that prehistoric humans most likely used pharmacy in some way, whether it had been through using herbs to help wrap or heal wounds, or to help alleviate a sickness or pain. However, the earliest examples of writings concerning pharmacy were in ancient Egyptian papyri, which were most likely written in or around the 15th century. Other major early practitioners of pharmacy were the ancient Japanese, Chinese, and Greeks in the 3rd century BC through the 2nd century AD. One thing to take note of about ancient pharmacists is that they were highly praised and placed highly in society because they were sometimes considered to have magical powers, or were able to talk to the gods, as, you know, they said. In ancient Japan, pharmacists were praised so highly that they were more trusted than the emperor's own personal guards. However, pharmacy has evolved over the years. Pharmacy used to be something that was passed down through families or through the orders of power in society. Such as through a church or, you know, being a certain social status. In the early colonial days, to become a pharmacist, you would have to become a personal apprentice to someone who was already considered to have mastered pharmacy during the summers or after school throughout childhood. Nowadays, to become a pharmacist, you just need to go to a pharmacy college for several years and pretty much, boom, you're a pharmacist. It's not a big lifelong commitment since pretty much the day that you're able to walk. Pharmacy colleges didn't even exist until several centuries ago in the early 1800s, which is pretty crazy to think about. Anyways, thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please stay tuned in for my next podcast, which will be about the importance of pharmacy and how it ties in with what my class and I have learned over the course of this year. And thank you, and have a good day.